Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
There's no intro. Kaboom.
But where's the intro at?
Hold on. Oh, that's more like it. It's a great day to be alive in Pittsburgh, PA. Good afternoon, friends, Yinzers, countrymen. It's Kabali and Mac after a full week off in the dead of July when absolutely nothing happened or did it. We'll talk about it all. Kaboom will probably complain about Hershey Park. I'll complain about Columbus, Ohio, because I hate everything in Ohio. You can follow along with all the nonsense on social media, on X, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, at Kabali and Mac, of course, on YouTube, where we're fast approaching 2,000 subscribers. But we got to get to 2,500 before we give one Ian's that autographed Paul Skeens baseball. Have you heard he's starting the All-Star game tomorrow night? He'll probably get a little more run support in those couple innings he works. Then he gets in six, seven innings of work for the Pirates. But I digress. Thanks to our friends from the Dan Heck team, Heck Team Homes, for presenting Kabali and Mac. HeckTeamHomes.com, H-A-E-C-K, HeckTeamHomes.com. You're looking to buy or sell a home in the Pittsburgh area. They are your people, the Dan Heck team, the key to your next door. Yes, we are back after a solid week. There's another wide receiver that wants to get traded from his team in the NFC, and immediately Steeler fans tag us in the comments. We'll mention it, even if there's no basis for talking about it. Maybe there is. I don't know. That's why Kabali's here. Veteran Steelers reporter Mark Kabali. He's been covering the team longer than most Ian's been alive. I'm just a guy in his basement with a microphone and a laptop, Chris Mack. We both were off. You went to Hershey Park. I went to Columbus for a softball tournament. Who do you think had more fun?
Probably you.
Nasty thunderstorms on Saturday afternoon. Knocked over the Port-a-John in the parking lot. So... There was nowhere to go until they came and tipped it back over and cleaned it out. But other than that, you know.
Go in the weeds.
The weeds face the highway. Oh. And I didn't think anybody on I-71 wanted to see my ding-a-ling. So there was nowhere to really go until they fixed it.
There's so many different avenues I could take about that.
Right? I wouldn't be able to see it anyway.
I didn't say that. Columbus, Ohio. I must have driven through that place.
Probably three times a year
over the past decade.
I hate the roads there. Can I just be clear? No, apologies to all of our Buckeye friends. I hate your football team because it always beats my football team, that being Ohio State and Penn State. And I hate your roads because there's construction everywhere. Everybody's cars are held together with duct tape and chicken wire, and the speed limit does not apply because everybody drives 80 or 30.
Sounds like here.
I'm used to it around here, though. This is my argument. I'm used to people making Pittsburgh lefts and people slamming on their brakes outside a tunnel. I'm not used to getting onto whatever it is, 71 or 270 or 670. And I can navigate the Fort Pitt Bridge. But when there's like a red light at the end of the ramp that tells me I can't go, and then I can go, and then I got to get across three lanes to get my exit, and then there's construction there, so it reroutes me. Whatever. I just need reasons to bitch about Ohio.
I sound like an old lady there, right?
I've been hanging out with you too much.
You over visiting Rosie Nixon and Le'Veon Bell?
I was not. No.
Reynoldsburg?
Nope. Didn't see anybody. Just went out and watched a whole bunch of softball and had a few beers at night. That was it. That was all. Stayed at the beautiful Hilton Garden Inn Columbus Airport.
Did the boy go too?
No, it was just me and my daughter. My wife and my son were like, yeah, no, we went to last weekend's tournament.
So you're taking the kid to the bar, get some beers, get some belts?
No, you bring your beers. You grab a 12-pack of Miller Lights, you fire them in the hotel fridge, and then you hang out with the other softball dads in the lobby. And, you know, you play some, I call it CLR, but my daughter calls me an idiot for calling it that. You know, the dice game with the L, the C, and the R. I guess it's left, right, center, whatever you want to call it. Throw a couple bucks on that. It's a fun game. You should try it. And you have some beers, and then you wake up at 6:30 the next morning to play softball at 8 o'clock. Yeah. It's a blast.
Sounds like...
More fun than you had in Hershey?
Oh, Hershey was 105 every single day. That's awful. And, you know, I mean, the last year we went and there wasn't the amount of people that was there this time. There was a lot of, like, day camps and weekly camps and kids camps and religious camps.
And they all got your way, huh?
That filled it up pretty good. I was just absolutely PO'd. I rode the Orisa's Cupalicious ride with the kid. It was an hour away, but he likes it. So, okay, I'm sitting there. Mm-hmm. Half hour into it, here comes the fast pass. What's it called?
People buy a fast pass and they walk right past you.
Yes, but it was 50 people from a family reunion, all pulled up with the same, all red shirts. I'm like,
and they all got to go on before you.
You just cost me 25 minutes to a half hour. And that was the first ride of the day. Not second ride. You got to go in the merry-go-round first.
You did the merry-go-round.
I either stand up next to the kid so he doesn't fall off and break his head, or I sit in that kid with that chariot.
The little bench.
Somebody already grabbed the bench, so I wasn't able to do that.
So you stood there like the king that you are.
And that was about it. You know,
did you stop in what's it called? What's the big candy store called at the exit? Hershey Land or what? I can't remember.
Chocolate World.
Thank you.
No, that was a twicer there.
Ooh, a couple hundred bucks dropped in the old Hershey World.
Yeah, it's the same stuff you buy here. I didn't
just a lot more of it.
They have a lot more ride there. They have some kind of weird ride there that the kid likes to go on. Just a tour of how they make chocolate.
Yeah.
It was, once again, out of control. Not to mention the $40 to park. Not to mention the $25 cheeseburger that took 75 minutes for them to make. What else do we have to complain about?
I don't know. You'll think of something. You'll think of things as they come to
you. Oh, you were complaining a lot, too.
I was.
Just getting too old.
Like I said, I've been talking to you too often. I end up bitching about everything.
I left on the second day. I just left them at the water park and went and found like a bench and just sat there.
Just sat there and stared off into the distance. Just doom scrolled on your phone.
I wasn't even doing that.
Just trying not to sweat.
You know what I did go to? I went to the... one of the few Fuddruckers left in
the world. They still
have them. The closest one is right there, right across the street from my hotel.
That was Fuddruckers, everything you dreamed of, everything you remembered as a kid.
The Fuddruckers since Waterfront.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Probably been closed for 15 years now.
Good burger. Great honey mustard. Wow. And
how often you think somebody picks up the phone there and answers it Rudfuckers by accident?
I could tell you what my buddy used to call it. I don't know. Am I allowed to swear on here?
Yeah, no, but there's no rules here. The only worry is that our kids might pull this up on YouTube and watch it and hear us swear.
You know, I think my kid said that the other day. He goes, "You swear the most." I'm like, "No, I don't. Never hear me swear. You do it on that on YouTube." I'm like, "Oh, geez.
Whoops. My bad."
Food gluckers with an F. That's what he called it all the time. It's disappointing. Right. We're, I mean, why did they leave? They used to be all around this area. Now they're gone.
I don't know. You weren't patronizing them enough, I guess. I mentioned the Skeens baseball that we'll give away when we get to 2,500 subscribers on YouTube. We've also got this pretty little lady. That right there is Mama Yoli. $100 Yoli's gift certificate. Just waiting for you. You can hear me snapping that fine card stock right over the microphone. When we get to 500 followers on Instagram, we're at like 230 or something. Either way, you want to follow on all the things, all the platforms, I guess, as they say, and you won't miss a thing. And if your yard looks like junk like mine does, because I haven't cut it since I left for Columbus, you should probably give Southwest Greens a call, because they can come out and make your yard the best looking in the neighborhood with the least amount of work. They'll tell you exactly what they can do with a beautiful artificial surface. SouthwestGreensPA.com looks real, looks fabulous. You can use it. The kids can use it anytime. The pets can use it for what pets use yards for, and it's fine. Go check it out. Whether it's a little area around the kids' play set, you want to have a little area to practice your putting because you're a golfer, or you want to do the whole damn yard, they'll do it for you. SouthwestGreensPA.com. We thank them for supporting the show as well. So not a lot has happened in the week that we both were away. I'll be honest. The only thing that's still at the top of the list of things to talk about is TJ Watt. And Jeremy Fowler, I guess, said on ESPN this morning that he thinks it's a guaranteed money thing that is the sticking point. I know somebody who's been saying something like that for like a month now.
I wonder where he got that from on Twitter on Friday, huh?
I don't know. But here's my question. How much is there a round number that we have to talk about as far as guaranteed money goes for TJ to feel good? Because I just pulled it up for shits and giggles on Spot Track, right? Mm-hmm. And you can sort positions by the amount of guaranteed money they have, right? And linebacker, Josh Hines Allen, $88 million, Brian Burns, $87.5 million. And then there's TJ at $80 million. So is that what we keep talking about Myles Garrett making one more dollar than Myles Garrett per year, or waiting for the Micah Parsons extension, which might still be a part of the formula here too. Is it just, hey, give me more guaranteed money than anybody else on the defensive side of the ball?
I think it's more than that. I was tipped off incidentally on while I was in Hershey about some stuff going on with TJ contract. Wasn't able to nail anything down until about Friday, about 6 o'clock, where I finally figured got a hold of somebody I actually trusted.
Okay.
You can run with. So it's everything. Basically, this is what you do. You grab that Myles Garrett contract,
which is $124 million guaranteed, by the way.
$124 Garrett. He wants the guaranteed money.
Uh huh.
He wants the guaranteed years, and he wants. Put it this way, I'm not specific. I'm not guaranteeing this is exactly the numbers, but I'm pretty sure this is it. He wants 5 years. He wants four of those guaranteed. He wants the overall value more than $40 million a year. And I mean, you look at Myles Garrett and you extrapolate that over if it's 3-4 year deal, 5 year deal. He wants as much as he can. That's what he wants. And the Steelers' rebuttal is, okay, we're not quite going there yet because our joker and our pocket, our wild card is, you're 15 months older than Myles Garrett, so why would I give you the same amount of money as that? Why would I give you the same amount of guaranteed money as that? Why would I give you the same amount of years as that? So that's their comeback. But what it's going to be is
15 months seems pretty negligible, you'd acknowledge, right?
It's a year. It's from 5 years to 4 years, right?
Okay.
There's some guarantees from 4 to 3 then, if you're looking at it that way. I mean, what's going to happen is TJ starts high.
Mm-hmm.
Steelers start low. And both are going to have to give some to get to that middle range. And once they figure out that middle range on probably September 7th, they'll sign. It's probably not any more complicated than that.
Okay. Well, here's and I tend to agree with you. I've kind of run with the information you've provided and said, hey, they're going to meet in the middle. I'm not too worried about this. But I've also said, hey, you do start to worry a little bit if the guy doesn't show up for camp. And that happens in 9 days from right now as we're speaking.
What I'm doing on that is they fully anticipate everybody involved of him showing up.
Okay, so he's going to show up. He's going to hold in. He did last time.
And continue the same thing. I mean, there's a difference between holding out of mini camp and holding out of training camp. Mini camp, that fine, which would have been 100, 600, 800, 10 grand for missing mandatory mini camp, is pretty much at the discretion of the organization. So, don't worry about it.
It's also a drop in the bucket compared to what he's going to get paid.
But training camp, that's totally out of the organization's hands. That's right from the NFL. So you look at Chris Jones from a couple years ago holding out 51 days. You're looking $2.5 million that the Steelers can say, I can't do anything about it, man. You got to pay that. So that's why the hold in seems like a very, very likely thing. Now, if it happens for some reason, Mac, he does hold out, then that's a whole different story. Then you're thinking,
want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Oh, there might be a little bit more to this than we think.
More meat on the bone, to use a Tomlinism.
I just don't know why you would give up $2.5 million. Plus, the Steelers will come back to him on that and say, I mean, the Steelers have changed a whole heck of a lot of things since Omar Khan over the past 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
They're not changing, restructuring contracts, giving new contracts more than a year out, and they're not going to negotiate with people who are holding out. That's just so, TJ, you're just going to sit there and we're not going to talk to your agent until you show up, then we'll talk to him. So why are you giving up $2.5 million or how much it is just to have the talks resume when you show up in the first place? So you'll be there.
If the Steelers' number is here and TJ's camp, their number is here, right? I mean, who's going to end up having to give first with camp starting in 9-10 days and September 7th sitting there as more of the hard deadline? Nothing needs to get done.
No, it's not going to, but they can negotiate through it and see where they can go at. What's most important to TJ? I would imagine guaranteed money. Probably second would probably be number of years. I don't really care if I'm getting paid $38 million or $42 million if I'm getting guaranteed money. So, okay, I think TJ wants 5 years. I could be wrong on that. I think he wants 5 years, and the Steelers are like, whoa, I'm not quite sure if we're ready to go there yet. We'll whack this year off 2025 and give you a 4-year new deal.
Right.
Or, that's what they would normally do. And those first 3 years would be guaranteed to the fact of, and maybe even the fourth year could be something like a roster bonus of March 5th. If you're on the roster March 5th in that fourth year, you get fully guaranteed money too. So you at least protect yourself a little bit.
So it doesn't feel, well, first of all, not much has changed. I mean, we knew TJ was waiting to get guaranteed money and guaranteed years. That much hasn't changed. The Steelers aren't necessarily changing how soon they're willing to budge, it doesn't sound like. And everybody has this artificial deadline of the day before the season starts or the day the season does start.
Is it artificial? I mean, I think it's pretty legit.
I should say, yeah, the artificial deadline, I guess, would be July 23rd. Well, you got to report to camp. It's got to be done by then. And we never anticipated that actually happening, I don't think. Or, oh, the first preseason game on, what is it, August 8th or whatever, August whatever.
It's probably. I mean, I think the, what is it, the Hall of Fame game's like the 31st.
Right. So somewhere around there.
Yeah.
I don't want to say nothing has changed, but the basic framework of this discussion is still the same.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I'm just looking up real quick when this Mike Wallace holdout happened. That was 2012. And before that, the holdout was, I mean, you had Ben holding out in 105, but that was just rookie deal.
Well, Le'Veon in,
well, that 18. Was a little bit different, wasn't it? Wasn't that?
I mean, it was still a holdout,
I guess. And it wasn't, I mean, I can't remember that far back. I thought that was because he didn't want the franchise tag.
Well, it was okay, but if you're looking for the reason somebody would hold, I mean, if we want to break it down by reason.
Well, the other one's Hines Ward, and they waited till preseason games, and he finally showed up. And they got the deal done like that. So I don't see that changing. Yeah, that's why I don't think he I think he shows up. I mean, but I think the bottom line is, I mean, we talked about it before about him. Is he really being petty about this whole Myles Garrett?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it petty or is it, hey, this guy's getting paid this. Why don't I get paid this? Because I'm better than him. That's his point of view.
And this is where I would come back to all the Steeler fans that say TJ Watt is better than Myles Garrett, but then don't want the Steelers to acquiesce to his demands and give him as much, if not more, than Garrett. It's kind of talking out of both sides of your mouth. Like, you either think TJ is better than Myles Garrett and should get paid as such, or you don't think he's better than Myles Garrett and you think the Steelers should bring him in under those numbers. I mean,
I think you need TJ Watt. I mean, it would be,
how many games have you won without him in the lineup since he,
but I think it's counterproductive if you're starter. If you're getting DK Metcalf, getting Aaron Rodgers, getting Jalen Ramsey, then say, we don't need TJ Watt. No, that's a whole part of this plan. Part of this plan is winning now is TJ Watt. So why would you stop short of that? Doesn't make sense to me.
No, it doesn't. So I'll be curious to see who ends up giving more on this thing. Because, I mean, the Steelers giving 4 guaranteed years seems out of this world. I don't see it happening.
Well, once again, you could be starting high. I mean, if it's a 4-year deal, say, I don't think the Steelers would touch 5 years. I think that might be their number one issue, saying, nah, we ain't going 5. So if you go 4 or 3 of those guaranteed, is that enough for TJ to say, okay?
Right. And as long as all the numbers come in above Garrett's, then he can feel good about it.
He would be what?
35 by the time that's over? 34 when the guarantees run out?
Even the lateness of this may be happening. Hayward's both contracts happened in September. I guess Deontay happened early, but that ended up being a mistake. Who else are some of the guys that they waited till the last minute? Troy, of course, very infamous one at the last moment. So, I mean, this doesn't happen a lot. They just had a couple superstars in Hayward and Ward, Hayward and Watt back to back. That it seems like this happens every year. I don't think this really happens a lot where you have to wait till that last moment. And like I said, I don't think there's much in the way of the future of there being one of these guys for a decade, right?
I don't see it. I mean, go up and down the roster. I don't know if there's anybody on it who can force their hand the way a Cam or a TJ could. Ramsey's under contract long term now.
Yeah.
yeah, no, I mean, Muth is under contract. He's not, I don't think, I love Pat, but I don't think he's pushing it like
plus, some of the younger guys, they're just worried to get to that second contract so they can get paid with some real money.
Right.
So that's, they're like, okay, well, you're going to give me what? Okay, good. Offensive line are all young guys. Metcalf's through 5 years. Yeah, I don't see anything happening in a while unless you hit big on a quarterback next year and all of a sudden within 3 years you're going to want to re-sign him. That's the only thing I could think of. But once again, that's a guy waiting for his second contract is probably not going to – he's going to get paid a lot. Say you have the best quarterback around next year and he has unbelievable – he's Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
That's still not going to – break the bank or not be holding out. He wants that money. So
this is going to get done. The people that keep throwing, I think the trade stuff has finally started to die down as far as people talking about that.
Being that's another thing. It was absolutely not looking to trade him. Not even thought about it. Not even made a call. I don't know if they got any calls in.
I was going to say, how many people called them?
They could have. But, you know, it doesn't really matter. I think it's a big difference if the Steelers are making calls and say, hey, what do you think about TJ? Rather than, you know, the Chargers calling them up and saying, hey, is Watt available? I mean,
I'd love to be a fly on the wall in Omar's office when that call comes in. Mm-hmm. And just watch his face and listen to what he has to say.
Do you think he even entertains it? He would have to, right?
Okay, I mean, if somebody calls on anybody, you got to listen.
Or you'd be like, no, we're just not interested. But we're going to give you four first rounders. Wait, hold on.
What? Yeah, I mean, there's a certain point where things start to get, you know, Ditka for Ricky Williams crazy. And you go, you start hemming and hawing thinking about it.
That's probably another reason why they're not even, obviously they won't want what, but another reason why they're not entertaining much or at least seeking. They know the return is not going to be what it's worth. A TJ Watt on the field is going to be much more impressive than what they get back for him.
Now, do you think, I think I threw this out there last time we talked, or maybe it's been a couple weeks. Do you think the buildup of other edge rushers on this roster, obviously there's Highsmith on the other side, then there's Herbig, and now there's Sawyer. Do you think that's, I don't want to call it an insurance policy, a pressure tactic, anything to say, hey, well, the Steelers recognize they need TJ Watt. I'm not arguing against that. But do you think it's a way for them to say, oh, you don't want to show up? That's fine. We'll go. We're good without you. I don't think they'd actually say that if it got to that point, they might have to say, hey, it's no coincidence we got this guy and that guy just waiting in the wings.
If I'm TJ, I'd be like, knock yourself out, man. Jack Sawyer hasn't played one down in the NFL, and you think he's going to be, you know, the all-time leading sack leader in team history? And you look at Herbig, just looking at some of Herbig's numbers, what's the most snaps he's ever played in his first 2 years? It hasn't been
probably many. 20 in a game, maybe?
He had a couple games where he had to start. Last year he had a couple 50s.
Okay, didn't Highsmith? Maybe not last year, but
yeah, they all got hurt last year. I think. Yeah, he played five games where he had 53% of the snaps or more.
Okay,
two big ones were Cincinnati, Baltimore, up over 80. But once again, he's a guy that now, if you are willing to go with him, guess who's going to be up for a contract next year then? Once again, it won't be $40 million, but
no.
I think Nick Herbig's very good, and I think he has a perfect role in this offense. I don't view him as the next star outside pass rusher.
I mean, percentage of pass rush snaps that he actually generates pressure on is pretty good, I think. Yeah,
just sort of like the platoon player in Major League Baseball. Once they get exposed a little bit too much, then they're like, oh, that's why. That's why he's not starting.
You, Did you just call Nick Herbig the Josh Harrison of the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Josh Harrison played 13 positions. That's why he was. Yeah, I heard he retired too.
I heard that too a couple weeks ago.
You know, when somebody retires and you're like, oh, I thought he was retired, that means you probably shouldn't have announced your retirement because everybody thought you were retired.
Just walk away quietly. All right. On to the other piece of business then. Every time there's a wide receiver who wants an extension or a trade, Terry McLaurin, immediately people start mentioning the Steelers because it's DK. And then it's Calvin Austin and Roman Wilson and everybody else.
Yeah.
So Juwan Jennings in San Francisco, who just got a new deal last year, is in the last year of that deal and wants an extension and says, if you don't extend me, yeah, I'll come to camp, but I won't be a happy camper and I'll be requesting a trade. So here we go down that path again. Juwan Jennings, should we be talking about this or not?
I would much rather go save your money, go with Calvin Austin, see what he can do at this point right now. Juwan Jennings had a good season last year, and that was because,
Debo was out. Ayuk was out.
I mean, other than that, he was just a, you know, middle of the line, the 3-4 receiver right here. He knows where this is a chance for him to get paid. He's coming off that 77 reception season. So, of course, he wants to get more money to assume that he's just going to be slotted into that number two. I mean, I guess if the price is right, you would say, okay, let's give it a shot. But I think they're just very, very happy with what they've seen from Calvin Austin, intrigued what they see from Roman Wilson. Now, that could be – and if they're not, and if they wait 3 weeks, 4 weeks, and these guys are not the number one or number two, then move on somebody then. I mean, maybe Jennings would be available August 20th. You're trading for Cordero Patterson or something.
Heck, it could be even be in the regular season. I mean, the trade deadline's late enough now that – you could trade somebody in week 5, week 6, week 7.
I am just very intrigued by Calvin Austin this year. I don't know why. Maybe just the dynamics of he and Metcalf together. You know, tall guy, short guy, fast guy, strong guy. Difficult matchup.
Great buddy cop movie.
Plus, you know, I mean, we are dismissing Roman Wilson, who had a pretty good off or summer. I mean, he's still third-round pick? Was he a third-round pick?
Yeah.
And I think you can buy yourself a little bit more time once you got Jonnu Smith, too. I think you can buy some time. If these guys really struggle, maybe move Jonnu in different positions. I mean, if you look how Jonnu Smith plays, he plays many positions. He can split out. He can be a de facto bigger receiver. I mean, would it be ideal? No. But I think it buys him some time to not jump at anything.
I just worry about what happens if Metcalf has to miss a few weeks, just like when Pickens missed a few weeks last year. I know any team that misses their number one wide receiver for a few weeks is going to be in a tough spot. But if you've got a strong number two, you feel like you can get by a little bit better than you can without it. And I'm not saying Juwan Jennings is that guy. I tend to agree with you. He's a number three. He was a number three in San Francisco. The only reason he caught number one targets last year is because Debo's always dinged up and because Ayuk was out. So
and that team was terrible. And yeah, the running game.
McCaffrey was hurt.
You know, I'm more concerned about safety. If it's between safety and wide receiver too, I'm more concerned to where they're going there.
Fixed with a simple free agent signing, though, right? Like, that's fixed with going out and getting somebody.
Until that somebody goes somewhere else.
But nothing's happening right now. It feels like the entire league is, well, first of all, the entire league's still away on vacation, probably. people will start to
not entirely. There'll be some at the old Falcone Field tonight. So,
oh, that's true. It's the big Cam Hayward softball game. You know, they're going to start to trickle back into their respective towns and get ready for camp here in the next week when it opens up. And there's some places where rookies have already reported. I think it was the Chargers or the Ravens I saw rookies have already reported. So, but it feels like everybody's in that sort of holding pattern where they want to get into camp and get settled in. Yeah. And then we'll see what happens. Someone somewhere, like I've said before, will get hurt and then it'll set off alarm bells and people will start to make moves for, you know, the Amari Coopers or, you know, at safety. Who have we talked about?
Justin Simmons.
So, I mean, I don't think that happens though, until we're at least a week into training camp around the entire league.
But on the flip side, that would have Deshaun Elliott gets hurt.
Then you're really screwed.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, they're going to speak up Thornhill like he's the second coming of Polamalu and Ed Reed combined, then all of a sudden here comes somebody else in that they sign. I mean, you could talk about all the rookies they have on this roster, what they are, undrafted rookies or late round rookies.
Right.
I'm not really interested in any of those guys right now. I don't think Kambini Bishop moved back there, but once again, you got a guy who doesn't have a lot of experience back there as well. Maybe Harmon Killebrew. Maybe he's your man. But every time he goes out there, he's the special teams guy.
Exactly. Sorry, Miles, but that's as simple as it gets.
Harmon Killebrew and Falcone Field. People probably just have no clue what I'm talking about.
No, they don't. Because you're referencing somebody who played baseball like 60, 70 years ago.
Well, Pursuta always calls him Harmon Killebrew, so it just probably osmosis. But Falcone Field, I thought it was still called that.
No, it's EQT Park. Get it together.
What does EQT mean?
It's EQT, the gas company.
Hey.
Uh-huh. Yeah, natural gas, that's a thing.
What's Falcone?
What was Falcone? That was just somebody's name, wasn't it? Somebody pays you enough, you're going to change the name of your park. Sure.
Well, speaking of that, did you get your car?
What does that have to do with me going to Bowser today?
You just said something that made me think of that.
How does me talking about Akershire, doesn't matter. We ran up to Bowser today.
And just our daughter, all the paperwork was done.
Has her learner's permit. She'll have her license sometime in September, probably. And yeah, we went and we didn't hand them the check yet, but it'll be getting done in the next week.
How about if somebody comes in and says, I want this car now?
No, they already told us we could have it. They're detailing it for us and all that.
Did you run into Gary Bowser?
No, Junior was not there.
You should have said, you know, there's sponsorships available on the golf.
I'll mention it to him next time I see him.
All we need is one loaner car per person.
Always with the angles with you.
I try.
I know, and I appreciate it. You're still trying to create fake Instagram accounts so you can try to win the Yoli's gift certificate.
I want the Yoli's. I drove by there the other day when the kid came back from baseball.
He's still playing baseball?
Well, he has.
It's friggin' July 14th.
He had baseball practice or a session with a coach because there's a 9U tryout team that's coming up next week. And he wants to make the team, so he's getting, you know, sharp.
Working on the swing a little bit.
Yeah, all of a sudden he's starting to throw the ball a little bit better, so we'll see.
I mean, you've had him playing enough baseball this spring and summer.
We're practicing and doing stuff. The problem is everything was rained out forever.
That's
fair. Played for two teams, you probably only played 10 games because of the rain. You make me move to this municipality that doesn't believe
made you move
in their fields.
By the way, the place, and I just got to bring this up real quick. The quality of fields, the place in Columbus is amazing. Yeah. I bitched about being in Ohio for 4 days.
I mean, it sucks that we can't have something like that. Why can't we have nice stuff like that?
I've said this before. and I'm not, somebody's going to go out and steal this idea. Probably not, because it would be too expensive. You buy, once it's all demolished, you buy the Century 3 Mall site.
We know what's going there already, so don't even go there.
The new Steelers, new Steelers practice facility. How much would you love that?
I was mentioning something today, and I think Donnie Football really liked that because he, I think he lives in Baldwin.
Yes, he does.
That's not a bad idea.
It's a great idea.
It is a great idea, but
Jack Sawyer would love that.
I did some snooping the other day, and we'll leave it at that. It's hard. Oh? That's a very secluded area, and every time you drive by, everybody stares at you. But I think I picked it out just by the vehicles.
Yeah. Yeah, there are some large vehicles in the driveway.
Yes, yes.
That definitely belong to a guy.
He's kicking himself here, and he has a 40-minute commute every day.
It's not 40 minutes to the south.
Oh, where every single road is shut down. Yes, he will be.
No, it's a half hour to the south side.
Let me tell you, what was that?
It's longer from Cranberry.
Roads closed. Lebanon Church roads closed. What's the one down past... going through Brentwood Pages. I can't remember the name of that.
Beck's Run.
Beck's Run's closed. You have no way to get in.
Why would he take Beck's? Why would he cut through Brentwood when all he has to do is go up behind Jefferson Hospital and then down, what is it?
Then you have to deal with all of the traffic on 837.
It's not that bad. He's a half hour from the facility.
Well, saying that is, I think that they need it. But what are you building there in Century 3?
A huge baseball, softball, sports complex with nothing but turf fields like they have at this place in Columbus. They got 32 turf fields, and it's
32?
Perfect. 32? Yes, 32.
What do you do with 32 of them?
Well, that's how you have 150 teams signed up for a softball tournament and everybody's games get played, even though there's a massive thunderstorm in the middle of the afternoon on Saturday because it's turf. And everybody, nice. As soon as the lightning passes, everybody just goes back out and starts playing again.
We call that West Mifflin High School now.
Yeah, that place is nice. How come we don't have that?
Why can't we get good stuff around here?
I know.
I mean, we need some baseball fields and some.
Somebody tell Chirpak. I know it's not football, Bill. I know it's not football, but I mean, you got baseball and softball teams that have won Whippy Olin state titles in the last few years.
I think we need I'm sure we can get Vickers to lead the charge on that.
Fast track that. Yeah. I think people have tried to lead the charge. And there was no oblong sphere associated with it. So I think it fell on deaf ears.
They're already having kids workouts. What do you call that? Conditioning.
Heat acclimation.
For like 2 years, for you know, second graders. I'm like, what? That was like 2 weeks ago. I'm like, okay. I mean, I'm all for the football stuff. But, you know, give the baseball some love.
All right, so we've got a little more than a week till players have to report for training camp in Latrobe at St. Vincent College. We've reached the conclusion nothing's going to get done with TJ by the start of camp. Probably won't see another wide receiver in here by the start of camp. Probably won't see another safety in here by the start of the camp. So those three things, I think, like if we did one of those things where we had a bulleted rundown on the side of the screen, TJ, receiver, safety would all just be at the top of the list until we get like halfway through camp.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers. Well, that's stories.
Well, yeah, that's. But how much, honestly, how much is he going to practice and or he's not going to play in the preseason at all, is he? Maybe a series?
But he's done nothing in his three days here. So he's always going to be the story right now. You're going to see national people flocking here just to get Aaron Rodgers. And by the way, did you see him at the old Century Heritage Classic or whatever the heck that's called?
No, I didn't.
Or he was... some guy was trying to get him to sign something, and he called him an autographed hound or something, and he refused to sign it.
Really?
He goes, I know it's you, man. You're just going to go sell that. He goes, no, I was at this game. He goes, yeah, okay, tell me the score. He goes, I know what you are. You're an autograph seeker. That's all you are.
Why doesn't he just ask for the guy's name and write to whoever, to Daryl? all the best, Aaron Rodgers. And then the guy can't sell it.
Oh, I'm sure they can scrape it off. I don't know. But I thought it was funny.
Always arguing with somebody about something.
Oh, yeah.
Away from the field.
Then, anyway. And later on, I believe that some little kid said, "You almost hit me with your club." And Rodgers says, "Yeah, almost. That doesn't count."
Rick has a question. He wants to know if we can get Dan Heck to pay Watt.
I'd rather get Dan Heck to have the Heck baseball and softball complex.
Dan's done a lot to support the show. I think that might be asking a bit much in either regard. But I appreciate the question, Rick. Don't forget, you can always leave stuff in the comments. And maybe it's like Justin wants to know, did we watch Saturday night's main event and Evolution? I know somebody that did and somebody that didn't. First, though, let me say thanks to our good friends at Impact HVAC, who, of course, also help bring you Kabbalium Mac whenever we get around to doing it, because, you know, we've both been off for a week. Thanks to them, your AC needs taken care of. It's brutal outside. It's hot, humid. 412-297-1852. If the AC isn't working the way it should, they'll come out and take a look, and they'll tell you what they can do to fix it, replace it, whatever it may be. Or check them out on Facebook, Impact HVAC PGH on Facebook. We appreciate their support of the show as well. So I'm going to be totally honest. I didn't watch SmackDown. I was in Columbus. I didn't watch Saturday night's main event because the restaurant we were at, all the TVs in front of me had baseball on. The one behind me had Saturday night's main event on it. It was too late to switch seats. And I didn't watch Evolution. So I count on esteemed WWE.com reporter and correspondent Mark Kabbali to fill me in. What have I missed other than the few things everything. I saw included Jelly Roll and Randy Orton going after Logan Paul. And what else did I see?
They're going to have
Seth Rollins blowing his knee out again.
They're going to have a match at SummerSlam now, those four. Logan Paul.
Those four?
Well, Jelly Roll and Randy Orton versus Drew McIntyre and Logan Paul at SummerSlam.
That's right. McIntyre.
Apparently, what Trips was saying is Jelly Roll has been really dedicated to being in the ring over the past X amount of months. And he says he's been doing pretty well. I don't know. It's kind of strange to me. But we get started on Friday when none other than the tag team belts were handed over to or taken by the Wyatt Six.
Wait, the Wyatts won the tag belts on Friday?
What's their name? Joe Gracie and whatever the heck the guy that looks like. What's he look like?
What's he look like?
What was the movie? Point Break. You know Point Break?
Yes.
And when Anthony Kiedis was on there and he goes, that would be a waste of time. The guy that was right before him, what's his name? The whole scene of the Keanu Reeves fighting.
I don't remember. I've watched Point Break in the last 15 years.
Well, they handed it over. I can't remember what happened on Friday night main event.
Saturday night's main event? Friday night SmackDown? You're cross-pollinating shows now.
Well, Dexter Lumis and Joe Great Gacy are now your tag team champs.
Okay, that seems appropriate.
Now,
everybody loves
them. To Saturday night main event, and I thought Randy Orton was going to turn on Jelly Roll. Didn't happen.
You missed the mark on that one.
And Logan Paul came down on Friday when they were in Nashville and talk crap on Jelly Roll. So that's how that got set up. It was a weird match.
I was told by someone not to bother going back to watch Saturday night's main event.
Well, no. Then you had, who was the other match? Obviously Seth, which screwed everything up. No, I mean, feel bad for him because Seth obviously tore something in his knee.
And yeah, I mean, he was on crutches yesterday.
And they had to end that prematurely. Now you got 42 minutes left for the main event.
That's a long main event.
That's what I'm saying. Then they went to commercial, and they had like a 18-minute entrance by both. It was Ernest the Cat Miller was leading Goldberg down to the ring. So I think that was a tough one right there. The Solo Sikoa one, Jimmy Uso.
Thumbs down. Didn't do it for you.
Oh. Well, I was hoping Roman would show up, but it's not. I don't know how much was ad-libbed after the Seth Rollins injury. You know, it was obviously Seth was going to win. Was he going to try to cash in later, sort of like how Naomi did on Evolution? But Evolution by far was the best show. I was like, I'm not watching this. This is Evolution. Like, I care about this garbage.
Sexist.
It turned out to be a fabulous PLE from start to finish. Every single match was good.
Really?
Really good. I mean, even the Battle Royal, which are snoozers, was really interesting there. I think.
Okay, so who won the Women's Intercontinental? The Becky Lynch.
Man, there was about 36 near falls right there.
Okay.
That led off the show, so that got it started. That was good. Then they went to NXT. And I'm not much in the next NXT, but there was some shenanigans going on right there. Then they went to the Fatal 4-Way. They retained Roxanne. I thought the Kabuki Warriors were going to win, but they did not.
Okay.
Then they went Trish and Tiffy. Turned out to be a pretty good match, considering when you look at Trish Stratus, is nearly 50. Was able to do what she was able to do. Very, very competitive match. So the Battle Royal was really good, I thought. Stephanie Vaquer ended up beating. Who did she end up eliminating? I know Nia Jax, Stephanie Vaquer. What's her name from NXT? I forget her name.
That helps. What? Lash Legend.
Lash Legend, that's it. Then you had the main event was just crazy. Oh, by the way, let me rewind this real quick. Our boy Little Nate, Charles Robinson, gets speared by Goldberg.
What?
Again.
So my man's just been absolutely crushed over the last month.
Yes. Little Nate. He's a Hall of Famer. But the main event, Rhea and Io, very good match. I didn't see that coming. A lot of near falls. Ref gets hurt. They go out into the crowd, do some high spots. Very entertaining. Coming back in, they're about, you know, passed out in the middle of the ring. Ref's still out. Here comes Naomi, who got whipped earlier. She got beat up by Jade Cargill. She's bleeding. Comes out, cashes in, makes it a triple threat, which means no rules, you know, no holds barred, no rules. Smacks Io over the head with the Money in the Bank. 1, 2, 3. And you got your new women's champion, Naomi.
Wow. That's big. Which
almost thinks to me, I think, maybe that was what they had in mind for Seth. Maybe not losing. Maybe losing to LA Knight. Then coming back and Goldberg, I don't know, maybe Goldberg beats Gunther. I don't know how it goes. Then
but he cashes in and
maybe. I don't know. I don't know. But I thought
they got to figure something out now with the whole Seth Rollins.
If you're going to watch one of them, I would probably watch. If you're going to watch one match, just watch the women's championship between Rhea and Io. But the whole Evolution was pretty good. It was long, 3.5 hours.
Okay, but you got me caught up for the most part, so I can watch Raw tonight.
Yeah, I think they're going to have a gauntlet match tonight. And I think CM Punk's involved.
So
I don't know what's going on here. I mean, we're literally what now? What is today?
3 weeks, less than three weeks until SummerSlam.
We have not heard boo from Roman Reigns.
Well, that makes it that much better when he pops out at SummerSlam.
He has to have somebody to fight.
Whoever he wants to.
I thought it was going to be Seth, maybe.
That's
the problem. I mean, this throws everything into Izzy right now. That's why I say tick tock. It's time for our boy Karrion Kross. I want him to step up.
I theorized, was it last week sometime? I don't think I talked to you about it. that it might not make total sense when Rollins was healthy, but maybe if Rollins isn't healthy, somebody steps in and kind of takes over while he's getting healthy. They could do worse than Karrion Kross, although he's got his own thing and maybe they don't want to mix it up with anything else or mix it up with Heyman or whatever. But like, that dude could come out. He could carry the mic. He could take some bumps. I could see Karrion Kross sliding right into that role for a little while. The fans want it. You want it? Here you go. We'll give it to you, and let's see how it goes until Seth's healthy.
I was having a conversation with the great Troy Beck the other day, and he says
given to Fly, best chicken in the city, by the way.
He's under the assumption that the WWE doesn't like when people make their own push. So Karrion Kross forced this of people liking him. So that's why they might hold him back.
They held him back long enough. I don't think they have an option. The dude gives an interview during a commercial break on Raw, and the entire arena is chanting his name. It's the same reason they brought a 55-year-old or 57.
What has he done since? Nothing. Or Truth or Wrong Killings or whatever his name is at this point.
Right.
I mean, what has he even had a garbage Cena match? Or he's fought some people, whatever. But the SummerSlam is, I mean, the Jelly Roll Randy. You got Randy Orton. And trust me, I like the chubby guys like Jelly Roll. But if you're Randy Orton, Hall of Famer, 45-year-old, and your SummerSlam's like tagging with Jelly Roll, I'm thinking, what the hell's going on here?
People said the same thing about Karl Malone and DDP, though, against...
Well, we're talking about a professional athlete who is an absolute physical specimen in Karl Malone.
Well, yeah, and Jay Leno was in that match.
Yeah.
Just roll down a hill in Latrobe in Greensburg. What's wrong with me? But, I mean, it gets people to watch.
Apparently AEW really knocked it out of the park this weekend. But
so I just have an honest admission. I barely have time to watch all the WWE content that comes out. I'm not trying to be like one of those guys, AEW sucks. I'll be honest. I don't know. I like a lot of I like a handful of the performers at AEW. I've mentioned Britt Baker before. It's not just because she's a yinzer.
Yesterday, did you see? She was posting on social media. She was flying from Pittsburgh to Atlanta a couple days ago.
Yeah.
Where was all the pay-per-views at yesterday? Atlanta.
Ooh.
Not a line.
Ooh.
I don't know
either. But like, I'm not going to be one of those people that sits there and says, AEW sucks. I don't know if it sucks or not. I'll be honest. I don't think it sucks. But like, I don't know if I like her. I don't have time to watch it. I just don't. I don't have time to watch all that content.
I don't have time to watch NXT as well.
Right. That's my point. Kind of like Raw and SmackDown and the PLEs. That's all I got time for, guys. You're throwing too much at me.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's definitely a lot. I mean, people watch it though, but you know, people that watch all the wrestling don't know what TJ Watt's annual average per season contract is worth either. What I'm saying is there's other things that we have to worry about rather than just AEW and TNA and NXT.
TNA.
And New Japan Wrestling.
God bless the people that watch all of it, though.
There are people that do that. I don't know how they do it.
God bless them. I wish I was still had that much time on my hands, but I'm spending long weekends in Columbus in the rain watching youth softball. Yeah, it is. Oh, well, I'll deal with it.
She's graduating or what?
No, she's not graduating. She's 16. She's not Doogie Howser. We just explained the car thing.
Yeah, here's another thing here. What kind of freaking cake eater dad are you? What? Buying your daughter a car before she even has her learner's permit?
She has her permit.
Whatever.
She's 2 months from getting her license.
Okay, sweetie, let's go buy you a car now.
Yeah. an 8-year-old used Chevy Equinox. It's not like I bought her a brand new Porsche.
I don't even know what an Equinox looks like.
It's a tiny SUV.
Didn't Cook or Starkey always call it the Equinox?
I don't know. Cook never pronounces anything correctly. I don't know what you want me to say about that.
Yeah. What's this Torsha saying? That could be a freaking sumo wrestler. Who would I just...
Every once in a while, I like to drop the Ron Cook laugh on you.
By the way, Justin's here ripping on us on these... Me, I guess.
Because you don't pay attention.
I know people that didn't get their driver's license until they're 18, so stick it there, Justin.
Oh, my God. I think we need
to... I can't believe you went and bought her a car.
Well, it's a third car for the family, basically, because we don't want her... she can't be driving ours all the time. We have things to do.
Look at you making these excuses.
Ooh. It's not an excuse. It's just the truth.
I hope you're not letting her scot-free on this.
No.
You better be dipping in some cash.
Please. This kid will be paying for things. Don't worry.
Now you have to buy the kid.
She got two jobs.
Well, two jobs means that they don't pay her enough at the first one.
Probably true. Probably true.
Chick-fil-A, huh?
Yeah, little Chick-fil-A action.
I get a sheet, sheets overnight. They pay like $18.50. I see a sign on the wall all the time.
She's 16. She can't be working at Sheets overnight. What the hell?
I don't know. Even if you've ever worked during the day, it's freaking $16. I make $4.20.
Back in my day, I made a quarter for every newspaper I delivered.
No, $4.25 was my minimum wage. Or how much you got paid?
Yeah, that sounds about right. I think that was my first job, $4.25 an hour.
You know any insurance agents?
Yeah, we do.
You better get a deal.
Yeah. You don't get a deal on car insurance for a 16-year-old. That doesn't happen. So don't forget to follow on YouTube. We get 2,500 subscribers. Somebody gets the autographed Paul Skeens baseball. That's your National League starting pitcher in tomorrow night's All-Star game. And once we get to 500 followers on Instagram, somebody gets that wonderful $100 Yoli's gift certificate. What baseball is that you got there?
Official National League ball, Charles Feeney.
How old is that?
Oh, you got that back when,
who is that? You're Jack Clark.
It's just sitting here.
Why is it just sitting there? You shouldn't be handling that. That's worth money.
It's in this little hickey thing.
Hickey thing.
I don't even know where I bought that at. That was years and years and years and years ago.
Jack Clark. Okay.
O'Neill Cruz, what is he going to do? Oh, he hit the ball 122 mile per hour.
It's a home run derby. If you got a problem with a home run derby, you don't like fun.
I
don't know what to tell you.
I could tell you this.
What?
Pirates stink.
Okay.
Hey, I've been meaning to ask everybody out there is
here we go.
Donnie Kelly still up for manager of the year?
Donnie Ball.
And if Ben Charrington, are the Pirates still close? I just can't figure that out. Nobody's answering me those questions. Now they got freaking Henry Rowengartner on the roster. They should be able to win it all. He's pitching against freaking Geibel last year, but all of a sudden he's going to be the next superstar in the Major League Baseball.
God. All right.
Honestly, you pick a high school kid in the first
Everybody round. Picked high school kids in the first round last
pitcher.
Night.
Well, you pitcher. He's literally pitching against like Keystone Oaks and Canavan last year. Right? Am I exaggerating here or not? No, that's who he's pitching against.
All right. Are you done bitching about the Pirates?
State. It's not like he's going to some JUCO.
Let your kid watch the home run derby tonight if he's interested, okay?
He's too busy telling me about wrestling.
Okay. Well, just
he goes and buys these wrestling figures now at a comic book store. They're just like old ones, and he just tries to pick out the dead guys. I got two dead guys now, and he shows me Bray Wyatt and
Jesus.
What's the other one from the not Eric Rowan, the other one. whatever. My mouth's shut.
Are you done for now? Complaining about
things? We haven't talked forever, so when are we doing this again?
I don't know. We'll do it in a couple days. Does that sound good?
Today is what, Monday?
Today's Monday. Maybe Wednesday.
I heard you had some technical difficulties on Monday.
Last Monday. Yeah, there were a couple little technical difficulties, but we got it going.
Mm-hmm. Need yourself a CEO. Port operator.
Yes, we need a producer desperately. If anybody's willing to work for free.
You know, Brian Garrett got the best idea ever, by the way.
What?
Paul's Life Insurance.
Well,
you can get the insurance. Yeah.
So, here's the deal. You got to have insurance on the car. Otherwise, you wreck the car. It's total. It's loss.
Are you actually going to go back to work at Y108 or not?
What are you talking about? Yes.
Oh, well, that Friday, I saw somebody there, some lady.
Yeah, that's called I was in another state.
Today, you're not there, obviously.
Yeah, I was off. I have what's called vacation days from work that I take.
Somebody wouldn't let me in the office again on Friday.
No.
I don't know.
Nobody knows who you are, I guess.
It's the KDK guy with the really round glasses. I don't think. He goes, I don't know if I'm allowed to be in here. Do they know who you are? I'm like, there's Pony right there. I need to go talk to him for an hour every single day for the last, every single Friday for the past 3 years.
They got to get you a key card. But you won't ask for one because you're afraid to ask for things.
That would be more responsibility. I don't want that. All right, I got to go write a story or something.
All right, go write a story or something. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Oh, this wasn't Rob Pratt.
See, it's Kavali and Mac. Yeah. Rob Pratt.
No, it was somebody.